Then you go in and sit down, regardless of what it would be, you just go in and sit down, and there was no such thing as jumping the queue because they were like church seats, the benches. You just slide up one every time. And eventually you get to your GP. You naturally, my mother used to always be with me. And this particular morning, I didn't realise that we were going for the TB injections, which we call them afterwards the branding iron, because 55 years later, I still have the scar on my arm, right? But then what happened actually that morning was how I remember so well is my father brought me. It was all my mother brought me to a GP now, etc. But this particular morning, my father. The front entrance to the dispensary at that time was on Grattan Street. Beautiful building, as I said now. But there was such a crowd there, we were actually out in the street with, I presume, 20 children in front of me, not realising there was another 60 or 80 in the building before me as well. So every child we seen coming out was either in a state of shock, eyes, mouth wide opened, or they were screaming their frigging head out, right? And we were looking at this. There wasn't one came out smiling or etc. No. So, being the brave guy I am, every step closer I took, I was losing weight, right? With fear, because I still didn't know what was ahead of me. Eventually, we got in the front door, and then it was like benches, like in the church seats, and you got your seat and you go along the rotation, and etc. We do get closer and closer for the branding iron, as we call it. And every person, every child that came out of that room was like someone in a different planet, right? From the fear and the pain, that I didn't realize the pain was so severe either. Next, we were getting closer and closer. And I had 3 or 4 to go. And at this stage, you know, I was only 8 years of age now. Now I'm open for correction as regards times, etc. But I was about 8 years of age. And I was a skinny runt. And by the time I got in there, I was after losing another 2 stone with fear. In with me anyway, and I remember them. I couldn't tell you which doctor it was now, but this thing came out, and I thought it was like a branding iron for cattle. It was like a bolt, about 6 inches long. And it looked as if he loaded kind of cartridges into it. And the needles 55 years ago weren't as thin, believe me. These things look as thick as a refill of a biro. Like small nails, we say. And I think there was 6 or 8 of them at the one whip. So now I was, if you asked me my name, I couldn't tell you. I was scared, stiff. But I remember my father catching my left wrist and arm and really squeezing me tight, because the GP told them, don't let him move. And then all of a sudden, there's this sudden shock of a thump went into your system, like as if you were electrocuted. But then it took an hour to me, it took about another 10 seconds for him to discharge the liquid, which I think was for TB and, oh God, what else was there? Polio and all these things were involved that time. Most children in all over got it, actually. So coming out anyway, I really felt like, I was screaming as well, the same as the next guy. It was, we could have made a record, I'd say, out of the 60 children screaming at one time, you know. Came out of there anyway, went over. I remember the father bringing me for ice cream somewhere. And God almighty, I tell you, I'll always remember it. And we were delighted that a couple of years afterwards, not too long after now, we were told this thing was coming up again. So I'd have been probably 12-ish now at the stage. And I made my mind up at 12, ma'am, dad, I am not going there again. But actually, it was sugar lumps they gave us after. The sugar, when you were eating, it was beautiful, but when it went down, when it decided to work on you, oh, there was a taste in your mouth for about 3 days after whatever was in it.